Hello, everyone, and welcome to the inaugural episode of the Haas Team Podcast, episode 000. Welcome to the Haas Team Podcast, which was recorded on Wednesday, March 13, 2019. The Haas Team Podcast is a weekly fan podcast dedicated to news and discussion regarding Formula One racing and the Haas F1 team. So strap in and join me, your host, Brad Grew, as I discuss the technology, news, race results, and drama of Formula One racing. And for a short introduction about myself, again, my name is Brad Grew, and I'm an IT senior systems engineer from Houston, Texas, and I'm also the founder of the HTX Podcast Network, and also the host of a fairly successful technology podcast called Microsoft Today. And you can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/BradGrew, that's B-R-A-D-G-R-O-U-X. But before we go much further, let's kick off the show, the podcast, and the 2019 Formula One season with the F1 theme written by Brian Tyler. Man, I don't know if there is a better introduction theme to a sporting event in the world. When F1 released that amazing Brian Tyler score last year when they rebranded, wow. It's the perfect intro to get you pumped up before every race. And the only other thing that would even put it in the same stratosphere would be Seven Nation Army. The first time I heard like a football team, and by football I mean soccer team, American, sorry, chanting Seven Nation Army at a soccer stadium, it was phenomenal. And that's how I feel every Grand Prix weekend whenever I tune in and hear that theme. So I just had to throw it in our first inaugural podcast. And as an American, I've always been a fan of motorsports, and I've been a huge fan of, you know, the TV show Top Gear for many years, and now the Grand Tour, so I've always been familiar with Formula One, and I've watched races whenever they were available or on TV, and so I've always kind of enjoyed it, but the fact that there wasn't an American team and or American racer within Formula One, I just never really got hooked. And then several years ago, F1 came back to the United States with the Circuit of Americas, just outside of Austin, Texas, which is only about 2.5 hours from my home. And also at about that time, Gene Haas of NASCAR fame decided to tip his toes into the hot waters of Formula One racing. And here we are 3 years later with Haas F1 team entering the 2019 season as a strong contender in the middle of the pack races. I started watching F1 for Haas back in 2017. That was the first season I watched from start to finish and followed the practices and the qualifying and those sorts of things and, you know, all the latest news. So I've been following the seasons really diligently since then. I've always kind of had the idea of starting this podcast to get more Americans interested in F1 racing. And so this actually plays a really good role into the Netflix series that just came out, Netflix Drive to Survive. I believe that the popularity of the Netflix docudrama, as we'll call it, it's not so much a documentary. They did make some dramatic changes, but it's still great overall. I think the docudrama will no doubt lead to many new fans to the sport, especially American fans who are looking to cheer on our very own Haas F1 team. And if you're listening to this and you haven't watched the Netflix Drive to Survive, I really, really highly recommend it, especially if you're a fan of Haas, because a good portion of the series revolves around Haas in the midfield battles with teams like Renault. So it's a great, great documentary. It's about, I think it's 8 episodes, and I highly recommend it for anyone who likes drama. You know, it's not so much, you don't even really have to like the sports, but if you watch like the All or Nothing with like Manchester City, or you know, the All or Nothing with the Dallas Cowboys, I really am addicted to the inside the locker rooms of the sports teams, right? And so it's really cool to get Netflix to get a series for F1 with Drive to Survive. And so I thought this was just kind of the perfect storm with the popularity of the Netflix Drive to Survive, with the kicking off of the new season, with Haas, you know, finishing P5 last year in the constructor standings. I just thought it was a great time to start up a podcast. And I kickstarted my podcasting with my other technology podcast and my podcast network back in January. So it's all kind of fell together and sounded like a great time to start a podcast. And so hopefully we can grow this podcast to something more than just for Americans and for new fans of Haas and for Formula One. I have some great plans for the website. And so the website will be haas.team. That's https://haas, H-A-S-S, .team, T-E-A-M. And so that'll be a portal dedicated to everything Haas. So any kind of Haas-related news will be on there, including news and updates about Haas drivers Kevin Magnussen and Romain Grosjean. So the format for this podcast is going to be kind of in limbo during the first several episodes, just to kind of get a feel for what the audience wants. But I feel that for the most part, we're going to have at least one episode a week that will discuss the previous week's Grand Prix and then the upcoming Grand Prix and what can be expected. But also, seeing that we are definitely going to have a lot of American listeners that aren't familiar with the sport, I also want to talk about things regarding F1 and how you can get up to speed and kind of the inside scoop of some of the things within F1, and then and things like the dynamics and financing and those kinds of topics, which are kind of hard to find information on. And so we'll broach those subjects as I come across those. I have only been watching F1 as a diehard for 3 years, but whenever I start following something, I literally just absorb as much information as I can. So I have no doubt I have information I can share with people, but I will not say that I'm an F1 expert, especially about F1's history, but anything in the last 3 years of F1, I'm pretty darn well versed on, especially news and information regarding Haas and the Haas F1 team. So where do we go from here? As many of you probably already know, this weekend is the Australian Grand Prix and the start of the 2019 Formula One season. So I plan on having episode 001 released before the Grand Prix, which means within the next 24 to 36 hours. And the title of that episode will be What to Expect from Haas F1 Team in 2019. So we'll be kind of discussing what happened last season and what we can expect over this season regarding the changes made within Haas, and most especially the changes made within the F1 rules by the FIA, and finally, especially from the changes within the other midfield teams that could definitely affect the overall season outcome from Haas. So look for that within the next 24 to 36 hours. Again, I will be publishing that episode within the next 24 to 36 hours, which should be about 12 hours before the Grand Prix itself. So with that, I'm going to start winding down this episode, because this again was just more just a pilot episode kind of announcing the podcast and what's coming up with that. But please remember to check out the website at haas.team. That's haas.team. You don't need the www. You don't need a .com. It's literally just haas.team in your browser. The website is currently not up. It'll be up by the end of the Grand Prix. There's some back-end data that I'm importing in that's going to take some time, but I need to wait for the weekend for that. And so it will be up before the Grand Prix, because I will also be live blogging the Grand Prix from the website. Next, join the Haas Team Podcast Discord server. And you can do that at haas.click/discord, haas.click/discord. And also you can follow the podcast on social media at Haas Team Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. So haasteampodcast. And that's on twitter.com, Haas Team Podcast, and instagram.com/Haas Team Podcast. Or you can use haas.click/Twitter. Or haas.click/Instagram. Again, we're using that haas.click as our URL shortener, so you can probably see a trend happening there with the links. So without further ado, we're going to wrap up the podcast here, but before we do, I want to spend a few minutes discussing a huge loss to the actual Formula One team this week in Australia. Formula One suffered a huge blow on the eve of the opening race weekend of the 2019 season in Melbourne after a long-time racing director, Charlie Whiting, passed away Thursday morning in Australia. Charlie was just 66 years old and died as a result of a pulmonary embolism, according to the FIA. Whiting's career began in F1 in 1977, and he joined the FIA in the late 1980s. And became the race director in 1997. The modern F1 we know today is his vision. He has been leading the racing and technology and safety innovations for over the past 20 years. The F1 we know today is here because of Charlie. And not only that, in the ego-driven world of F1, Charlie was universally loved by everyone. And so that's why we're going to end today's podcast with two audio clips regarding his untimely passing. These are enormous shoes to fill, and no one man will ever be able to fill Charlie's shoes.
Charlie Whiting was a giant personality in Formula One. Over a career in motorsport that spanned 50 years, he became F1's go-to guy for driving safety, for technical and sporting regulations, and for the teams and drivers themselves. He was that rarest of characters, universally liked, hugely respected. He operated with a lightness of touch and easy sense of humour that belied the gravity and importance of his role as one of the most influential people in Formula One. His first job in Grand Prix racing came as a mechanic at Hesketh before he moved to Brabham in 1978. By 1981, he'd been made chief mechanic winning the world title with Nelson Piquet in his first year, and again in 1983. His team regularly flirted with the letter of the law as regarded the regulations, a skill which proved especially useful when Whiting moved to a new job with the FIA after the 1987 season. With an eye for technical detail, his star rose quickly. He was made technical delegate in 1990, and over the next almost 30 years, until his sudden and tragic passing, he was at the forefront of the technical direction of Formula One. His role developed over time to include race starter, and he would eventually come to be named race director. He was deeply involved in the constant search for improved safety in the sport, not only in Formula One, but across categories worldwide. While attempts were made over recent years to plan for his eventual succession, it quickly became obvious that no one person could fulfill the myriad of roles and responsibilities that Whiting took on and mastered with such ease, wisdom, and humour. His loss is incalculable to measure in the sport that he loved and which loved him.
And so that clip was from the actual Formula One YouTube channel, and hopefully it gives you a better understanding if you didn't know who he was, the kind of the impact he had on the sport. And so from that, we're going to move towards some drivers' reactions to the news, which I found particularly sombering, yet really heartfelt.
I've known Charlie since I started in 2007. Obviously, incredibly shocked this morning to hear the sad news, and my thoughts and prayers are with him and his family, and such an iconic figure within the sporting world, and he contributed so much to us, so may he rest in peace.
I guess I was as shocked as we all are still now when I had the news this morning. I spoke to him yesterday and, yeah, walked the track for the first couple of corners together with him, so... difficult to grasp when somebody's just not there anymore.
I spent like the day with him in Geneva a few weeks ago, and we had a good chat just about a lot of things. And when I left at the time, you know, I was like, see you in Australia just for another season of racing. And then, of course, when you hear this news, it's unbelievable.
And so that was some of the reactions from the drivers at the press conference this week. It was first Lewis Hamilton of Mercedes, Sebastian Vettel of Ferrari, and Max Verstappen of Red Bull. And I really didn't understand how close these drivers were until I heard Sebastian Vettel say he walked the corners of the track with him. And I actually found some photos on the Formula One subreddit where literally they're photos of Sebastian and Charlie walking together. And you don't really realize that it's always a weird feeling whenever, I'm not sure if you've had it happen where someone just disappeared from your life the next day. It's pretty hard to deal with, and so it was weird to see these big egotistical guys kind of get emotional, but that just tells you the type of person Charlie was. And so, but before we get too down and out, we'll continue to look forward to the 2019 season like Charlie would want. And so I thank you all for joining us for this inaugural podcast episode of the Haas Team Podcast. Please reach out to me on Twitter at Brad Grew or at Haas Team Podcast and let me know what you think about the podcast and give me any feedback you'd like to give me. And again, the next episode of the podcast will be out in the next 24 to 36 hours. Free practice starts in about 18 hours from when I'm recording this episode. But in the next episode, where we're looking forward to what we can expect from Haas and the F1 season in 2019, we'll also be able to discuss some of the free practices and maybe even qualifying before the race. So tune back in about 24 hours. Check out episode 001 of the Haas Team Podcast. Thank you so much. Until next time, go Haas, go! And Hülkenberg.
Zack, my balls, man.